Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Cook, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, McGuire, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogamiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharons, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Moving to the second order of business, executive and official communications. They are printed on today's Senate agenda. They will be referred as indicated. Please make note of the message that is from the rules of the Rules and Administration Committee on the bottom of page one regarding the Emergency Medical Services Regulatory Board. Moving to the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file 170, a bill for an act relating to education. Senate file number 170 is herewith returned to the Senate. Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Daly.
Madam President, I move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate file number 170, and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act like a conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Secretary will read the next message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 509, a bill for an act relating to elections. Senate file 509 is herewith returned to the Senate. Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Michelle.
Madam President, I move the Senate file 509 be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Secretary will read the next several messages.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House files 396, 1405, 447, 493, 1105, 1139, 1289, and 1341, Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives. Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House files 201, 721, 936, and 1425, Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
There's no Senate action necessary on those messages. Moving on to the fourth order of business, the first reading of House bills. They are printed on, they begin on page three of today's Senate agenda, and they are referred as indicated first reading. Moving on to the fifth order of business, reports of committee. Senator Michelle.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted, with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments and the reports pertaining to Joint Rule 2.03.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Latz.
Madam President, under Rule 21, I object to the referral of Senate File 1357 to the floor and ask that it be referred to Rules.
Senator Latz, we did adopt the reports of committees. Oh. Senator Latz, what was the number 13?
1357.
Senator Latz, my understanding is 1357 will be on the agenda for tomorrow.
Madam President, it's not part of today's committee reports?
No, it is not.
Thank you.
Senator Michelle. Senator Michelle, I believe you want to make a motion to table.
Madam Chair, Madam President, I move that the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Moving to the sixth order of business, the second reading of Senate bills. They are printed on page 8 of today's agenda. And the addendum. There are several printed in the addendum. Second reading. Moving on to the seventh order of business, the second reading of House bills. There are several in the addendum and the agenda. Second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, the introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed in today's Senate bill introductions and will be referred as indicated. First reading. Moving on to the ninth order of business, under motions and resolutions, there are three authors' motions that are printed on page 8 of today's agenda. They will be taken as one motion. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Senator Nelson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 907 be removed from the Committee on Taxes and be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. This bill was heard in state government and referred to taxes, this bill was heard in state government. The tax chair said she doesn't need to hear it, and I'm asking that it be re-referred to finance.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Those
opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Gimsey.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 1147 on general orders be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
On that motion, Senator Gimsey.
There's a new fiscal note on that bill, and the Finance Committee would like to hear that before we pass it on to the floor.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Cruz.
Madam Chair, I move that Senate File 1260 be withdrawn from the Committee on State Government, Innovation, and Veterans and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
To that motion, Senator Cruz.
It does have a fiscal note. Finance would like to see it.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Wieger.
Thank you. Madam President, I move that Senate File 1042 be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
To that motion, Senator Wieger.
Yes. Madam President, Senate File 1042 is Tyler's Law. It relates to driver's education and testing requirements pertinent to carbon monoxide poisoning. The bill does have a slight fiscal note and accordingly the referral.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Yep. And there is one resolution printed on page 9 of today's Senate agenda, and it will be referred to rules. Moving on to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like to remind all members about the redesigned smorgasbord at the History Center today, starting at 11:30, and you can take a shuttle. The shuttles will be out in front of the Capitol as well as out in front of the State Office Building. And so they'll make a loop and they'll keep looping around. So you can grab a shuttle or you can park at the History Center. So we'd encourage all members to come and, or you could walk, bring your umbrellas. Thank you, Madam President.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Reinert, Scheid, Torres Rey, Koch, and Senators Cohen for all day. Without objection, they are excused. Senator Pogemiller, all day. Without objection. Senator Latz.
Madam President, as some of you may have heard, the world-famous actress and singer Julie Andrews will be visiting the Perpich Center for Arts Education in Golden Valley this coming Thursday, May 12, between 11 a.m. and noon. The Perpich Center, which is located in my legislative district, is the state-designated educational institution for providing leadership, technical assistance, and professional development in arts education to schools across the state. Ms. Andrews will be in town for a book tour. However, she has specifically chosen to visit the Perpich Center and address the Arts High School student body, faculty, and staff based on her lifelong commitment to the value of arts education. The Perpich Center would also like to invite you to attend the event on Thursday to meet Ms. Andrews. If you are able to attend, please contact the Perpich Center so they know to expect you. And if you need contact information, you may have your staff contact my office. Thank you.
In addition, without objection, Senator Berglund will be excused from today's session. Further announcements? Senator Michelle.
And Madam President, I'll hold if there are other committee announcements, but I will say that the for members on the Jobs Conference Committee, we're going to reconvene at 1:30. So 1:30 this afternoon in room 15, room 15 of the Capitol here, and we're going to finish up. We were hearing from Commissioner Phillips this morning, and we're also hoping to hear from Commissioner Tinkerthal from Housing Finance. So 1:30, Jobs Conference this afternoon.
Further announcements, Senator Roebling.
The Senate Finance Committee will meet at 11 o'clock in room 123.
Further announcements, Senator Michelle.
Madam President, then I would move that the Senate now adjourn until Tuesday, May 10th at 10:30 a.m.
Senator Michelle has moved that we adjourn until Tuesday, May 10th at 10. Just before that, we'll sneak in Senator Roebling.
I had the wrong room number. We've been moved to 107 for today.
Thank you. Senator Michelle has moved. We adjourn until Tuesday, May 10th at 10:30 a.m. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.